From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is indeed hour two of two. And best of all, our goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founding fathers. And absolutely, we believe the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, should be the political religion of our nation. And absolutely, we believe in the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and we need to carry that forward. We need to absolutely stand on their shoulders for the sacred cause of liberty and carry forth their legacy. The checks and balances are designed to chain down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to maximize freedom, to advocate for the constitutional, legitimate, proper role of government, and to do so in a meaningful way where we, the people, have a republic if we can keep it. You got that? Got a lot of work to do. This is the culture war. This is the battle for values. This is the reality check that Americans need to step up to the plate and hit a home run right now, because liberty's on the line, I'll tell you that. So there you have it. This is Sam Bushman on your radio, and we have a lot to discuss and very little time to discuss it in. You know, I talked last hour about vaccines quite a bit because Sidney Powell doing a great job speaking out in defense of our choices on vaccines. And we talked about a tearful mom tells senator how a COVID vaccine put her daughter in the wheelchair. We've heard of heart problems with it. We've heard of female problems with their reproductive capabilities and all this kind of stuff, sterilization questions, and government denies it. And well, state lawmakers now in some states are requiring vaccinations in public schools, which I like. All right. Anyway, we also talked about the FDA plot to ban major cures discovered by Donald Trump. Shame on the government for this. Anyway, now we have a headline that highlights this reality check on vaccines even further. Governments are absolutely out of control and not to be trusted. Let me say that line again because it's critical for you to understand. Governments are absolutely out of control and not to be trusted. I will prove it, and the proof starts now. Headline, doctors given power to vaccinate young children without the knowledge or consent of parents. Barbara Lo Fisher writes the piece with NVIC.org, which is the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. So now you got governments literally vaccinating children as young as 11 years old without parental knowledge and or approval. In my opinion, this is flat out criminal. Okay, she writes, this past year, many lawmakers in the United States and in other countries vote to eliminate or severely restrict civil liberties in the name of the public health. Now, you all know that's true, whether it becomes masks, closing of stores and restaurants, stay in your home orders, all kinds of things, right? Okay. But one of the most outrageous legislative actions violating parental and human rights took place in Washington, D.C., November 2020. So what's that, 7 months ago? Yes, indeed. Of course, it happens in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, right? What happened was city council officials in Washington, D.C. gave doctors the power to vaccinate children as young as 11 years old and hide what they did from parents. Now, folks, I don't know how to blatantly articulate this more so than I've done, more powerfully. You're literally violating the rights of parents. You're violating the conscience of parents. You are violating the rights and conscience of a little one who needs to be protected by families from government. The D.C. mayor, by the way, refused to veto the bill. And in January 2021, So just what, 5 months ago? The U.S. Congress simply sat on its hands and gave tacit approval to the enactment of the most dangerous child vaccination law in America. So you got the D.C. police, I'm sorry, the D.C. City Council and your general Congress literally backing the violation of people's rights. They caught in a breathtaking violation of medical ethics, not to mention several federal laws, the new, quote, vaccine concealment law in Washington, D.C., allows doctors to extract what they call informed consent from young children. These young children, ladies and gentlemen, are too young, too immature to even understand what informed consent even means. Or what a reaction to a vaccine looks and or even feels like. The D.C. City Council majority with only 3 members in the dissenting camp. Wow. Literally made it illegal to divulge a child's medical records. That's right. Can you believe this? It's illegal for a doctor, an insurance company, or government school officials to divulge vaccine history records from being seen by the mother or the father. So now you got doctors in bed with government, in bed with all kinds of insurance people, and everybody else can be on the know. Everybody can be in the know but the parents, and they're legally forced to not divulge the information to mom and dad. Mom and dad are on the outside now. This is flat-out, hardcore criminal activity by your government, folks. There is no way to excuse it. There's no way to minimize it. There's no way to dismiss it. There's no way, in my opinion, common sense to argue against it. This is insanity. I mean, it used to say this is insanity on steroids. How do you make it even stronger than that now? Anyway, there you have it. I don't know how to respond to this even more. It is shocking what's been done. And here's the deal. I just discovered this from Barbara Lowe Fisher at the National Vaccine Information Center. She's a very well-trusted source. Now, I know the mainstream would argue with me on that, but she's been around for a long time. She got into this discussion because her child had severe vaccine reaction. She was told the vaccines were safe and effective, and then when her kid had serious side effects, she got into this. And she's the president of the NVIC, an incredible research think tank about vaccinations, educating people everywhere. And she documents these laws on the books now. I don't know how to respond to this. You could say, well, Sam, it's only in D.C. Thank heavens it's not at a theater near you. Not yet, it's not. But if it's at Washington, D.C., and the federal congressional critters literally do nothing to defend us on this, what's next and how long will it be until it's at a theater near me, huh? This is shameful. This is, I don't know why we don't arrest people. What can we do? Can we just sit back and our hands be tied on this one? Or can the American people in their incensed indignation stand up and say, you've gone way too far. You've lost your mind. Right? That's where we need to go. What else could be extracted from this? If you can say to parents, you don't get to know about the vaccine status of your children, and insurance companies and government schools and doctors and everybody else in the medical arena can withhold this. In fact, it's illegal for them to let you know as a parent about this. Their hands are tied. They can't even let you know if they want to or they break the law, right? Okay, but if this can happen with vaccines and the jab, then I ask you one simple question. What else can government, by the force of law, withhold from you as a parent, as a father, or as a mother? And what prosecutory events can they create on those who would try to keep you in the loop, such as a school physician or a psychologist or a psychiatrist or even a school counselor or whatever, somebody in the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the, some of the USA clubs that are out there. What else can be withheld? And I'll tell you where the mind goes next, right? Sex. I kid you not, this is not funny. The next area is sex. Pretty soon you will have little girls on birth control pills. You'll have little girls receiving abortions. You'll have little boys and girls getting sex indoctrinated at younger and younger and younger ages. And the law of a criminal government will be that nobody can let the parents know what's being taught or what's being given to your children, because it'll be your, quote, medical records, which HIPAA and other laws make to where, hey, you can't divulge that or you break the law there. It's privacy, don't you know? And the wedge will be driven further between parents and their children, their young, vulnerable, innocent children. Ladies and gentlemen, God will be offended at this, I'm telling you right now. All right, hang tight. I'm Sam Bushman. Quick pause and we'll be right back. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, ladies and gentlemen, always on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What do you wish your parents would do to show you they love you?
Take me to Montana.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes it is the power of love that makes the world go round. There's no doubt about that. But I'm telling you right now, it's a hate-filled agenda to divide parents from children. I'm telling you right now, it is an absolutely a psychotic, satanic, hate-filled agenda. All right, God gave parents custody over children. God gave parents, a male and a female, the procreative authority and power to partner with Almighty God to bring children to the earth. Do you understand this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm pausing on purpose to try to highlight this. I don't know how to highlight this via words any more than I am. This is evil to the core and must be stopped. if they can take your child and vaccinate your kid without your knowledge as a parent and then prevent anybody from giving you that information by law, then what's next? How far can this go, I ask? How far can this go? What will be next? I submit to you that sex will be next. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with the work that's been done on this by governments, proving their evil intentions oftentimes. But I don't know if you know about the International Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's a United Nations program, okay? And at UNICEF and other organizations, they literally are promoting for a free sex for children plan. You teach children about all kinds of sexual deviant acts, masturbation, right on through. I don't even want to cover it all. It's so egregious. But they're literally saying children have a right to sex virtually at any age. And if you oppose that, then you're violating the rights of your child. They literally go there with that view, folks. And it is absolutely shocking when you study what they've done on this front. It is beyond imagination. It is just, I don't even know how you respond to it, really. But this is the agenda that they have. And so now they're doing it with vaccines because the coronavirus, they're using that as a weapon. They're weaponizing vaccines against the people, weaponizing these laws against the American people to divide parents from children. And I'm telling you, what's coming next is sex. What's coming next is your government insisting that children do not need to obey parents and do not need to share with parents. They have rights that parents can't interfere with. And governments around the world will assert themselves to advocate for the children. I mean, it is I don't even know how to respond to it. It is so bad, so evil, so wrong. Right? I mean, it is crazy. Whether it's critical race theory they're using, right? Or whether it's indoctrinating your children. So pretty soon it'll be critical race theory to where if your parents say or do anything that they deem slightly racial, then parents will be divided from kids on sex, on vaccines, on the environment. You know, your parents, a big footprint violator of the environment. And more and more and more, they will make parents irrelevant in the raising of children. For example, there's a new headline. It's from WorldNet Daily, WND.com. The headline says this: girl nails school board. She says, I don't want to hear about sexuality during classes. You literally have now kids able to speak up. And they don't want the government schools to teach them about sex and deviant behavior. See, it's not like they're just teaching children the functions of the body. They are teaching all kinds of sexual behavior that is contrary to God's law. And the only kind of sex they don't support or they don't promote or they don't advocate for is the God-ordained kind, which is between one man and one woman who are legally and lawfully wedded. That's the kind they won't talk about. They won't tell you that bringing children to the earth is a blessing from God Almighty. They want you to believe that bringing children to the earth is a curse. The environment will be destroyed. Zero population is the answer, my friends. Lie. They don't like babies. They don't want babies. And if they have babies, they want to raise them separate from parents by the state. That's the Communist Manifesto. Not the American way, not the Constitution. Not limited proper role of government, not checks and balances. It's absolutely bold, in-your-face, out-of-control government with a hostile to the family agenda. Remember, the family is the fundamental unit of society, ladies and gentlemen, not the government. All right, but they're literally driving a wedge between parents and children on so many fronts. They started with the movies and TV shows, right? Dad's a buffoon. Mom's clueless. Right? Mom's either a fuddy-duddy or she's a total sexual beast. That's how they always pitch it, right? She can never be a good moral woman who loves her family. She's got to be some idiot or she's got to be something sexual. Dad's just a buffoon, an idiot, clueless. That's the way they pitched it in the movies and TV for a long time, setting the stage for their eventually driving the wedge between mom and dads and between dads and moms and children, parents and children. Now they're taking this to a new level by force of law via vaccines. And then I submit that sex will follow. What else will follow? What else will follow? Where will your children live? Who will they need to obey, et cetera, et cetera? This is a sinister agenda. And if you don't believe me, go study the international law, the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Go learn about NAMBLA, the Men Love Boy Association organization, tied in with the United Nations as a non-governmental agency or organization. NGO is what they call them. All right, there's hostility to the family on all kinds of fronts. And you know what? Those who have gone to world forums realize that other countries want Americans to provide leadership on the proper role of the traditional fundamental family. And the United States government is undermining those efforts. That's right. When will little girls get abortions? Not once in a while over state lines like, you know, is commonly done by, Planned Parenthood or certain wicked adults that want to prey on and abuse children. I'm talking about when will it be sanctioned and promoted by your government? That's a coming. Not only will they promote these abortions across state lines, they'll do it funded by tax dollars, and they'll do it without your parents even knowing. After all, it's the child's right to be sexual and to not want a environmental hazard, a.k.a. a baby. In fact, she's too young to have a baby anyway. But then I would submit to you, by God's law, she'd be too young then to procreate. And should be too young for informed consent, for sure. But see, they negate all that. They jettison all that. Why? Because they're evil. There has never been a bolder effort to destroy the relationship between parents and children in modern times that is not directly related. In other words, the vaccines, at first, most people will be like, well, vaccines are good. They're necessary. Parents are that stupid. They won't give their kid a vaccine. Well, we need to do something. And on that altar will the lie be told, but then they'll back into all kinds of other things. Do you have a right to spank your kid? Oh, no. Government now knows best. Right? This seems like it's unrelated, but I'm telling you, I'm putting the dots together for you on this. That's where they're headed. They're headed to give parents no say over children. And any parent that asserts themselves in ways that are against what you are taught by your government will be considered a domestic terrorist, a criminal of some kind. They'll paint them as nutty and kooky and irresponsible at first, but then eventually the hammer will come down. Right? Think about what they're doing now about the news. You know, 5 years ago, you could say whatever you wanted in the news, and they'd just be like, yeah, you have your right to say what you want. You're goofy, but whatever. Now they're saying, you don't even have the right to say that. You keep it up and we'll arrest you. You don't believe? They are talking about arresting climate change deniers. All right. Wow. Quick pause. Back in seconds, you are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable live radio program syndicated by LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, will you?
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muñiz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's a third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The World Health Organization is telling everyone to continue wearing masks. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Enough of this talk about the abuse of children and parents, although we'll keep an eye on this ball just for you on your radio. Let's move to the border discussions, ladies and gentlemen. The border's out of control. It's flat out become a criminal corridor that is seriously a problem for all 50 states in the union. I know we've been working our whole lives to form and defend and protect and carry forward a more perfect union. But it's a whole lot less perfect under the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris watch, folks. This is serious, serious indeed. We've told you about the border criminality, and the tie to this story is the sex trafficking and the child trafficking and the slavery that goes on via these drug-infested, sex-infested, lawless borders that America shares with Mexico. Now, I'm not downing the Mexican people. Many of those people are as against it as we are. Okay, this is not a racial discussion. It is a discussion about legality, though. The rule of law. All right? Now, the border is so bad that Kamala Harris wouldn't even go visit the border. I mean, I know she supposedly went down there, but she avoided seeing and hearing and interacting with the real border crisis. Okay? How did she do that? She didn't go to some of the facilities and talk to some of the people. She just kind of did a recursory, hey, I've been there kind of a thing. She didn't really dig in like she needed to. Why Joe Biden has passed this to the vice president in the first place, I know not. The president's the commander in chief and has responsibility to prevent illegal activity in America. He's failing on that front. Kamala Harris, his vice president, failing even more so on that front. It's hard to say more so. But I bring this up because the 50 states are all concerned. Let me give you some headlines to highlight this reality check. Headline says this: Texas and Arizona governors ask all other states to please send police support to the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, that's really the whole length of the border almost, right? I mean, you could say California a little bit as well. But I'm just telling you right now, Texas and Arizona both, the governors are asking all other 50 states to please send police to the U.S.-Mexico border. That is huge, folks. Even back in the day, when Trump was working on the border and they called it a crisis, they didn't even go that far then. So it's way worse now under Biden's watch than it was then under Trump's watch. Trump tried to build a border wall. Trump tried to get real support down on the border, calling it a criminal corridor like I have. But they just laughed at him and said, "Ah, no, you're goofy, Donald. You're a racist. You hate Mexicans. That's your problem. You hate Latin American people or whatever. You hate the Latinos." And it was all a big old lie. But that's the narrative they went with because they hate Trump, right? And that's the reality check. That's the real deal reality check. Well, anyway, so while Texas and Arizona governors are calling for support on the border, all 50 states, please send your police. We need their support. Different states are starting to respond. For example, now South Dakota and Iowa to send law enforcement officers to the southern border. And I commend these states for doing so. This is what the union is about, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the reason that all 50 republics can't stand on their own is many of them are small, like Utah's only got 3 million people. Idaho's got, what, half that, 1.5 million people? Wyoming's only got about 500,000 people or maybe 750,000. Very small states. Some of the states in the Northeast are similar. They can't really defend themselves individually. And so we need protection across the board. So Texas, Arizona asking for support. South Dakota and Iowa starting to send law enforcement officers to the southern border, and good for them for doing so. Now, believe it or not, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says is going to be sending 50 state officers to help with the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. So, you know what? Many of us know that it's a crisis. Many of us know that this is a serious, serious problem indeed. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just simply doing nothing. Wow. Where are the other states? Where's California? Are they going to, you know, help Texas and Florida? They got plenty of law enforcement over there in Cali, don't they? What about the other states of the union? There's 50 states so far, I hear, of three of them that are willing to send aid and support to their brethren in the other two states. That's five states out of the 50. 10% of the states now involved in some way, either requesting aid or needing aid. How much will this grow? How big will this become? It's a serious question, isn't it? It deserves serious answers. Our prayers are with these states. Our prayers are that we can get a handle on the illegal activity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong. I am not against legal immigration. We need to control how fast legal immigration happens because oftentimes, in my opinion, we can't handle the immigration that comes. But we should have legal appropriate immigration, and I can't blame people for wanting to have a kind of life like we have. I mean, after all, how many times do I say this is the greatest country on the planet? People aren't leaving here. Even celebrities who claim they would leave if Trump got in office, they never left because they know that it's the greatest country on the face of the earth. They know that. And they have no intentions of leaving, right? They have no intention of leaving because they know that we have the greatest country on the planet. It's not new. It's not a novel concept. It's been this way for decades, for centuries that we've been the greatest country on the face of the earth. Wow. Now, the southern border is overflowing with crime, ladies and gentlemen. They call it a Rio. Overflowing with crime. Articles written by Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. And he drills into this pretty good. He says Kamala Harris has a problem. A huge problem, and Joe Biden to thank for it. Since the president assigned his vice president to oversee the crisis at the southern border a few months ago, thousands upon thousands of illegals have already streamed into our nation at levels not seen in two decades, according to Congressman Chip Roy, Republican in Texas. Yeah. This is serious. Anyway, it goes on. It's a huge article, and it articulates the problem that we have. What do we do about this? Right? Where are we going to go from here with this thing? What are we to do? That's the real question. What are we to do about the southern border? It's a crime zone. Think about that. The southern border, a Rio overflowing with crime. So I guess she went down to the southern border for the first time. It was a pit stop, they say. Literally in El Paso on the way to Los Angeles. In order to, quote, check a box, said Congressman Roy. She had a new spin on her prolonged absence. I said back in March I was going to come to the border. So this is not a new plan. I'm here. Meanwhile, the vice president made trips to Guatemala and Mexico extensively to understand the source of the problem. After 3 months of insisting that visiting the border in person was unimportant, and even though she's had more than a few foreign trips to resolve the issue, it looks like she has not been able to grasp the issues. The first reason is she chose El Paso for her visit, where they say there's only about 700 miles from Nogales's southern tip, where the border crisis is concentrated. So it's not right there at El Paso. All right. So she went. It's about the distance between Atlanta, Georgia, and Detroit, Michigan. The distance of what we're talking about, where the real border crisis is and where she ended up. She went to the border, but she didn't go to the real areas of concern at all. Second warning sign, ladies and gentlemen, that she doesn't have a grasp of this, is more troubling. Once she got there, she didn't have any solutions, said Congressman Roy of Texas. These warning signs don't lie. Kamala either does not know or doesn't care about fixing the crisis on the southern border, Congressman Roy said. Wow. She's only talking about those seeking economic opportunity. She's not dealing with the criminal aspect of this discussion. Hang tight.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
I As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, so the Biden border crisis out of control, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious indeed, man. I don't even know how to really articulate this, but Joe and Kamala are not interested, as far as I can tell, in dealing with the southern border crisis. Tony Perkins with the article. And Tony is really documenting the criminal activity. All right. Kamala Harris goes to the border 700 miles away from the crisis at the border with a quick stop on her way to Los Angeles. Then she claims that it's just economic opportunity these people want to seek. But she's not addressing the criminal aspect, the dangerous elements that are crossing our southern border to do harm in America. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when people are talking about the border crisis, they're not talking about good people that want to come to America. They're talking about the dangerous elements that are basically working between the ports of entry, trafficking drugs and humans. Ladies and gentlemen, since January 1st, Border Patrol agents have made over 700,000 land border encounters, roughly the population of Boston. And they've seized 7,500 pounds of fentanyl. You know, the drug that's flat out killing everybody? Sufficient to kill more than a billion people, ladies and gentlemen. Most parents instinctively understand this problem conceptually because a port of entry is like a door to a house. When boys and drugs are entering your daughter's bedroom window, the top concern is not making the front door large and inviting because it does not address the primary issue, although that has been the Biden administration's go-to. They're even posting literal signs at the border that say, I don't know how you say this, asilo, I guess is how you say it. That's Spanish for asylum, with an arrow pointing for illegals to go claim asylum in processing centers in America, said Congressman Roy. We could fix this problem in a matter of days, says Congressman Roy. There is hope, but not as long as you've got radical leftists running the White House. They've abandoned the Trump administration's successful policies like remain in Mexico, infectious disease screening, right, correctly applying asylum laws, and finishing the border fence. The only thing is you got to have the willpower to do it, says Congressman Roy. Roy made it clear, listen up, ladies and gentlemen, Roy made it clear that Christian compassion demands a strong border policy. The Democratic obsession with wide open borders not only endangers us, we the people of America, but also endangers good, honest migrants who truly seek to come here for the right reasons. Little girls being abused and raped on their way. Many immigrants trying to seek for a better life. But the real border crisis is caused by allowing criminal cartels to roam freely on our border, and it must end. Think about that for a minute. Must end. Anyway, Tony Perkins does a great job with that article. And in my opinion, really breaks down the core components of the problem. We're not saying we don't want good people to be able to come to America. We're not saying that at all. What we're saying is there's got to be a logical, safe way to allow that to happen. And right now, the border is literally ran by criminal elements. And it's backed by, in my opinion, it is backed by this serious, serious problem. The Biden border crisis is absolutely out of control. Okay? That's the problem. The border crisis is out of control. And Kamala and Joe aren't interested in fixing the border. Do you understand? They're not interested in fixing our border. When it's overflowing with crime, when states are begging other states to come and help, it's so bad. You can't debate if it's bad. Are you just going to argue with Joe Biden about it? Or are you going to look at the different states, Arizona and Texas, begging for support, and the other states that realize there's an illegal problem as well, and sending support? I believe the Biden border crisis is absolutely out of control. Okay, Kamala Harris's recent visit to the border has failed to contain the crisis at our southern border because she wasn't even near the epicenter of the crisis. Thankfully, America still has leaders willing to confront the problem head on. Now, believe it or not, President Trump is visiting the southern border, and they say we need your help to show that the American people support President Trump. The Biden border crisis is out of control. Now, people are trying to get people to donate money. I don't know that we need to donate money. Every problem they want you to donate money for, right? So I'm not really a big money donation guy to a lot of these things, because I don't really believe that it fixes much. They always ask you for money. It's never enough money, right? And they always want you to believe that, oh, that's the problem. Just got to have more money. That'll solve everything. And I don't really think that to be the case, with rare exception. Now, I think supporting Liberty News Radio with some money, supporting Loving Liberty Net or LovingLiberty.net with some money is a good idea. I'm not saying money never helps, but I'm saying it just seems to be they always just want money, right? Always looking for money. And I think rarely does money solve the problem. Now, don't get me wrong. Money solves the problem when you don't have enough to even do your job. That's kind of a problem. But for the most part, money is not really the answer, right? Anyway, we believe this is an important way to reach grassroots supporters. It's because of patriots like you that we're able to even do what we do, folks. That's really important to understand, okay? We all need to work together on this stuff. But, man, the border is a serious problem. I don't even think most Americans realize how big of a problem it really is. I don't think people have any idea. Because you know what? The mainstream press doesn't support on it enough, do they? But Kamala Harris has a big problem and Joe Biden to thank for it. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention on the border. All right. Let's see what else is there to cover. You got the border. You got vaccines. You got government schools. What else do you got we should focus on, huh? I think this is worth focusing on. You know who Milo Yiannopoulos is? Milo Yiannopoulos invites gays to now get help at his clinic. Offers hope in a video message on his 1 year straight. They call it an adversary. I don't know what that is. Anyway, the bottom line is Milo was a gay, kind of a white supremacist guy. He was advocating for the white race, and he was gay in doing so. And a lot of the people that were, advocating for the white race didn't really like this guy doing it, but they dealt with him. Well, we went to the National Republican Convention, and James Edwards interviewed Milo. But what happened is that Milo eventually went straight. Listen to this. Now he's trying to help gays get out of the gay lifestyle and change, and he believes he can help them do so. 1 year after beginning a journey to overcome homosexual behavior, British conservative commentator Milo Yiannopoulos delivered a video message to his gay brothers and sisters, okay? Calling the occasion his straight adversary. It's a year from the day that I said that I was going to put sodomy behind me and live more closely to God's wishes for me, he says. And since I have done that, everything in my life has begun to get better. Yiannopoulos says that he believes he has a responsibility to share this gift with others. He's managed to get where he is, he said. Listen carefully. Because of prayer. Appealing to his heavenly Father for the strength to resist difficult urges. And the tough love of his listeners and viewers have helped him as well. In March, Yiannopoulos said in an interview with LifeSite News that he has experienced a transformation through his faith in Jesus Christ. Later in that month, he said he's opening a center to help others go through what he's gone through. Yiannopoulos also said that in his video, that part of his progress has been involved because of the haters, the skeptics, the deniers. It's the scorn and doubt poured upon me. In a sense, just as much as the love that has made it a pleasure to prove people wrong. But he emphasized the importance of people caring for him, a support group, holding him accountable. Tough love is the love that matters, Milo said. And my readers and my listeners have given me just that. They've given me a lot of tough love, and without that, I don't even know if I'd be here today, he said. He said that he has a spiritual and a moral obligation to make good to the people that I've hurt and to reach minds that I have not been able to touch yet. Who can then embark on the same journey? He said, if you are someone who identifies as gay and has lingering doubts, there is indeed good news for you. Born this way is a lie, he says. It's propaganda. It's not true. You can get better. You can change. He said that fundraising has begun for his clinic to be located somewhere in Florida in the interviewing of therapists and others who can work on this. In the meantime, he said he wanted to offer hope. I love you, and I'm going to do everything that I can to provide you with the tools you need to get better. Wow, is that impressive. Our prayers are with Milo, and our prayers are with his success. Milo Yiannopoulos invites gays to get help at his clinic and says that born this way is a lie. It isn't true, he said. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty interesting, to say the least. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk, always at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic!